Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. This is Adam, a certified credit repair specialist. We've got the pleasure of speaking with today.
Hi, it's Kendra at AM1. I've got a client, Herbert Escobar, here. He's looking for $10,000. No available options.
Okay, perfect. Sounds familiar. I'll take it from here.
All right, thank you.
Oh, Herbert?
Yeah, hello, this is him.
Herbert, my name is Adam. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Herbert, my name is Adam. That's A-D-A-M. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. And I understand that you are looking for a loan of $10,000. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not necessarily at least that I need $10,000. That's just a certain amount that I put on the application.
Oh, okay. How much are you looking for?
Roughly about the minimum could be like 4 or 5, maybe even 3,000. That could help.
Okay, perfect then. All right, well, look, you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because the credit score that you have was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Now, for a loan of 10,000, the score that they require is 720. For the loan of 3,000, it's a 640. May I ask you, do you know what is your credit score?
What was that? Come again?
Oh, okay. So for a loan of 10,000, they require a credit score of 720. That's what you need for that loan. And for a loan of 3,000, it's a 640 with no negative items. Do you know what is your credit score?
Oh, yeah. Give me 1 second.
Okay. No, Mr. Herbert.
Yeah, hello, I'm here. I'm just checking my
Okay, no worries. You need to report myself each 2 minutes, otherwise the call's gonna get dropped. So no worries, take your time.
And will you guys be looking at my TransUnion or my Equifax?
We work with all three credit reports, with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, but the one that they check out for loans is Equifax.
Okay, so my Equifax is currently at 419.
419, okay. So
yeah.
If you have a 419, that means that you need to go ahead and increase it at least 221 more points to reach out for the minimum that they require. So if you do have a 419, that means that you have negative items affecting you. Do you know what kind of negative items you have that are affecting you?
The loan that was previously talking to the previous person on the phone.
Okay. So you have a loan that was not paid?
I have been late payments.
Okay. Late payments. It didn't go to collections?
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else affecting your credit report, like eviction, child support, foreclosures? None of that?
Oh, no, none of that. It's just that one loan.
Okay. The late payment that you had was on 30 days, 60 to 90 days, or more than 90 days?
Give me 1 second.
Okay, more than 90 days. So the process when you have a late payment, it's three reports. Delinquent, 30 days. Derogatory, 60 to 90 days. Collections, more than 90 days. So if it was more than 90 days, it's probably in collections right now. But no worries, we can help you out. Here at the Credit Pros, we do two things for you. We do credit repair and we do credit building, where credit repair is going to help us out on removing the negative items that are affecting the credit score that you have so you can go ahead and heal it and give you a better opportunity for the loan that you're looking for. And credit building provides you with positive credit, like credit cards, loans, trade lines. In the credit building side, we have a tool for loans, which is called Loan Wizard. Loan Wizard is pretty easy and simple to go ahead and use. And it works like this, just going to let you know, right? Loan Wizard, it's in the app. It's in the area of resources. The first thing that it's going to ask you is what is the credit score that you have? 419. Then how much are you looking for? You can actually put 10,000, you could put 3,000, whatever you want to go ahead and put. May I ask you how much are you going to go ahead and put, or how much are you aiming for?
Most minimum would be like 5,000.
Okay, if you're looking for 5,000, ask for 7. If you're looking for 3, ask for 5. If you're looking for 10, ask for 12. Why? Because at that point, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan, it's the loan company's looking for you. So it works like this. If you're going to tell them, I have 419, I'm looking for 7,000. What do you guys offer? And they're going to start sending you different type of offers. Let's say for 7, you're going to have options for 6, for 5, 45, 30, 35, 3. I don't think that much higher than 7, right? So they're most likely they're going to drop you to the 5s or to the 4. So they're going to go ahead and give you options around the 7 that you're looking for. Once you go ahead and find the best option for you, let's say you like an offer for 45 and you like the interest rate, and what you don't like, it's the monthly payments. It's too much. Okay, jump to the next offer. Maybe the next offer is for 55 and it's a little bit better. And you like that one, so you click on that one. You see the information of the loan up front. And if you like it, you click on it one more time and it connects you to that loan company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. Now, the only reason that you're going to have this tool activated is because you're working on your credit. If you don't work on your credit, well, you're not going to have access to it. You need to start fixing your credit. Now, you can use the tool since today. It's to help you out just in case if you have urgencies. But we recommend you to let us work on your credit so you can have better options. Remember, the higher credit score, the lower interest rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All right, then. So, what I need to go ahead and do next is attempt a soft pull. This soft pull, it's a free consultation. It's not going to affect your credit report. It's not going to damage your credit report, and it's totally free. Obviously, what does have the cost is the credit repair service. How much? It all depends on what's happening in your credit report. No worries. We have a couple of offers to help you out. We understand that you're looking for money. You're not looking to pay money. We totally get it. But it's at the moment just for information, so you can go ahead and know what's the way out. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So I have here a little bit of your information. I have first and last name as Herbert Esquire. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's going to be your date of birth?
A 04/11/2002.
04/11/2002. Once you go ahead and get enrolled in one of our credit repair programs, we're going to start sending these letters to remove negative items, or we're going to go ahead and start reporting positives. Either or the other, the credit bureaus respond to your mailing address. So I have here the city is Fairfield, the state is California, and what would be the street address and the zip code?
It will be 855 East Tabor Avenue, apartment 71.
And zip code?
94533.
94533. Let me go ahead and look it up to see if it's a correct one. In the meantime, the best number to reach out is this one that we are using.
Correct.
Perfect. It appears that everything is correct on the mailing address. It's a working one, 855 East Tabor Avenue, apartment 71, Fairfield, California, 94533. Phone number is 707-624-5667. And the email is Junior R R Escobar123 at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mailing address is for the physical mail. So you're going to be receiving the physical mail through of the credit bureaus through that mailing address. And the phone number or text messages and emails is going to be for us, the credit pros. Each time you have an improvement, if you need information, if you get lost somehow, we can go ahead and send you the information through those two. Any of those, you can go ahead and change them. And in order for us to go ahead and pull the Equifax report, I'm going to go ahead and ask for your social. Can you provide it to me?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay, so it's 625-318072.
Right, so it's 625. Give me one second. Okay, so it's 625-318072, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what I'm going to do next, I'm going to verify all this information just to check out that everything is correct. If it is, I'm asking you five security question. If it's not, it's going to throw us anything. I'm sorry, not going to throw us anything. And okay, here they are. I have five security questions. They have the option of none of the above or does not apply. So first question is asking for a mortgage loan. You're not paying a mortgage loan, right? You're too young. Or you are.
Correct.
All right. Have
No,
you
I'm not.
ever, okay. Have you ever worked in Salesman? Have you ever worked in Heartland? Have you ever worked in Dakota Systems or Advanced Digital Service or none of them?
So, salesman.
Perfect. Have you ever lived on Oh, no, sorry. What's the county for the address that you provided?
The county,
Yes.
Solano.
Here it is. And what's the city that you have previously lived in? Hayden, Geneva, Fairfield, or Franklin?
Fairfield.
Perfect. Are you currently employed? Are you unemployed? Are you receiving Social Security income or disability?
I'm currently employed.
Okay. Let's go ahead and check out if everything is correct. If it is, I'm gonna let you know. If it's not, I'm also let you know. It's loading everything. In the meantime, let me quickly tell you that the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. We are going to be doing all the work for you, sending it out targeted dispute letters, challenging the negative item that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, rated, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts on your credit report. Perfect. Here it is. So the credit score that you have is totally correct. Sorry, what was that? Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no. I was just confused, but go ahead and
Okay,
continue.
perfect. Awesome then. So the score that you have today is totally correct. It's a 419. It's 419. So 419 means that you need exactly 221 points, the thing that we already saw. Now, what's affecting your credit report? You have two hard inquiries, three delinquents, one derogatory, and a 100% in late payments. Let's start from the beginning. First of all, two hard inquiries. Do you know what's a hard inquiry?
Sort of.
Okay, just to let you know, right? A hard inquiry is when you apply for something. Each time you apply for something and somebody runs your credit, it's going to drop your credit score. So, in the year, you're not supposed to have more than five. Once you jump to the sixth one, they can go ahead and automatically deny you. So, these are the five opportunities that you have in 1 year. You already used two of them. Used the first one for Citibank and the last one for Bank of the of Scotland. So, sorry, Stockton. All right. So this means that you have three more opportunities to apply for something. So be careful. Don't jump to the sixth one because they're going to go and automatically deny you for 1 whole year. Okay.
Okay, I see now.
So then what else do you have? You have late payments and you do have three delinquents, which are three late payments in 30 days. Second. And you have one derogatory, which is a late payment on 60 to 90 days. So luckily for you, it hasn't gone to a collection agency. They are still trying to go ahead and help you out. So it's about to, it's a potential collection, it is. So you still have time to go ahead and pay, well, whatever the late payment is for, which I think is the loan that you mentioned, right? Okay, just to go ahead and see, it's from Travis Credit Union.
Correct.
Okay, so you can go ahead, you still have time to go ahead and pay it. I recommend that you do because if not, it's going to drop even more your credit report and it's going to cause you trouble for the next 7 to 10 years if there's no respond of the credit bureaus. So these six negative items are giving you a 100% unlaid payment. So you're reporting right there that you're 100% sure that you're going to have a late payment. So it's not making you look good. And let's start fixing from there. Right now, is there something that you're paying on time, like a cell phone, Netflix, anything at all?
A cell phone.
A cell phone. Okay, you're making the cell phone on time. All right. With the payment history of your cell phone, we can go ahead and use that payment history to report an on-time payment percentage, and fix this 100 that you have on late payment to a 100 on time, or 95, or 90, 85, 80, whatever score you have. Sorry, whatever percentage that you have on the cell phone. So the next person that runs your credit, they're gonna go ahead and see that you're 100% sure, 95, 90, whatever score you have, that you're gonna pay them back. That's the first thing. Second thing is, they're going to check out the negative items, and we are going to force the deletions of all the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, rated, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful account with the three credit reports with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So we're going to gather all these negative items that you have on this credit report and Experian and TransUnion, send everything in one package, and receive everything in one single package to go ahead and give you the first respond in the next 30 to 45 days. So the first respond, you are going to be receiving it through the mailing address that you just provided. So far, everything making sense? Okay. Any questions? No?
No.
Okay. So you're going to go ahead and download our app to see the progress that you're having here at the Credit Pros. You're going to be seeing all three credit reports, all the negative items, all the dispute letters, all the respond of the credit bureaus, everything. You're also going to go ahead and find in the area resources 16 tools that you can go ahead and use. The most important ones, it's Loan Wizard and Credit Wizard for me, right? Loan Wizard is for loans, Credit Wizard is for credit cards. If you want to go ahead and use Credit Wizard for a credit card, it works the same as Loan Wizard. You put the credit score, you put the type of credit card that you're looking for, and it throws you the option that you can go ahead and apply for. If you like it, you click on it, see the information, connects you to that company. The same process, but it's for credit cards. Any question regarding of how does Loan Wizard or Credit Wizard works?
Yeah, how does the loan one work?
Okay, Loan Wizard is the same one that we mentioned earlier, right? So Loan Wizard is going to go ahead and ask you, well, first of all, what is the credit score that you have? 419. Then it's going to ask you, how much are you looking for? 5,000, as you mentioned. So you're going to put a little bit more, 7. Once you go ahead and do those two things, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan. It's the loan companies looking for you, sending you the different type of loan offer that you can go ahead and apply for. If you like one of those offer, go ahead and click on it, and it's going to tell you the information. I recommend you to check out at least five of the offers. Why? Maybe the first one is not as good as the fifth one, or the fifth one as the sixth one, or the second as the third. So check out at least five. If you like one of the offers, you click on it, and it connects you to that loan company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. It's the one that we mentioned earlier. The recommendation was to let us work on your credit, but if you have an urgency, which I think you do, you can use it as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay, I see now.
Perfect. So Loan Wizard, it's in our app. It's called The Credit Pros. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to go ahead and send it to you. And before we jump into pricings, do you have any questions, Mr. Herbert?
No, I'm perfectly fine right now.
All right. The two guarantees that we're going to give to you is that once we remove any negative item, it's never coming back. And if there's nothing deleted in the next 90 days, day 91, you can request all your money back. Easy and simple as that. Okay. Pricings. How much does the program cost? So this program has two offers activated for you the day of today. The original price is $119. That's something that you're going to see on the website. You're always going to go ahead and see the price for the Prosperity program. That's the one that you fit into. The two offers that you have, first one is from us, the Credit Pros. Instead of doing $119, you can go ahead and get started today for simply $99, and it's going to stay in $99. For how much time? You make the decision. Until you have a $640, $720, $800, once you have your loan, whatever time you want to stay with us, it's up to you. So we recommend you 6 months, but it's our recommendation for everybody. Oh. That is for the first option. That's option A. Option B is if you want to go ahead and get started, but you don't have enough funds, you were looking for money, you're not looking to pay money, we understand it. We have another option where you can go ahead and get started for simply $12 with 95 cents. With $12 and 95 cents, you initiate the program. You have access to everything. Everything gets initiated. You're not going to start half of the program or one third of the program. It's going to be the full program, but it's only going to be for the first 2 weeks of the service. So we're going to go ahead and give you until the day 10th. That's 2 weeks from today. So you can do your first month, the 119. The day 9th, 8th, and 7th, I'm going to send you a text message to see how you're doing. And if you need more time, if you need help, if you need to rearrange, or for whatever reason, let us know so we can help you out. So you have those two options, either 119 for the first month, instead of the 119, sorry, leaving it on 99, or for $12.95, scheduling the first month for the next 2 weeks. So may I go ahead and ask you, would you like one of those two, or which one you like?
Yeah, I'll do the 12.
Okay. The $12.95 is going to go ahead and get started today. If it does pass through, I'm going to send to you a welcome text and a welcome email. That welcome text and that welcome email is so I can go ahead and help you out on creating a password, checking out the negative items, and other steps, right? But those are the most important ones. So how would you like to go ahead and cover that? With a Visa, a MasterCard?
I have a debit card.
If it starts with the 4, it's Visa. If it starts with the 5, it's Master. So I'm going to go ahead and ask for the 16 digits, the expiration and CVV, and that is pretty much it. If the payment goes through, well, you receive that text message, I'm going to stay in the line with you. And if it doesn't, it's going to tell us why, if it's not working or if it doesn't have enough funds. So, well, I'm ready when you're ready, okay?
Give me 1 second.
Okay, take your time. In the meantime, that you're doing whatever you're doing, just to go ahead and let you know, if you want to invite somebody, if you know somebody else that's there with you that has a low credit score, you can start with the other person with the same $12.95. It's going to give the other person the $12.95 free. It's going to give the other person the first month free, and on second month will be $199 for both of you. Right now, I'm telling you?
Oh, yeah. I do have a person, but I just don't have that person with me right now.
Do you know by any chance that person's social and date of birth? With that, it's enough.
The social, no.
No, okay. So we're going to have to wait for that one. If you want to invite that person in the future, it's going to give you a $50 discount.
Okay, I see now. But yeah, I'm ready, but it's It's a MasterCard. It's one of my stocks card, if that helps.
Yeah, well, we can try it out. If it passes through, it's gonna let us know, and if it doesn't, it's gonna let us know. Okay.
Well, yeah, it should. You guys going by off the card number, correct?
Yes, 16 digits, expiration, and CVV, and that is pretty much it.
Okay, so the card number starts off as 5583 4100 1106 0584.
Right, let me repeat it back. It's 5583 4100 1106 0584, correct?
Correct.
At this moment, I can only see the last four, 0584, and nobody else is going to go ahead and see that one. And expiration and CVV, and that is pretty much it.
The expiration date is 05/27,
Okay, and CVV?
and the CVC is 030.
Okay, expiration is 05/2027, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and CVC it's 030. Okay. I'm gonna
Correct.
read you the credit card disclosure, and it says once the payment is accepted, the $12.95, the second set of fee of the 119 will be charged on what day did we say? The day 10th, the day 9th, the day 8th, and the day 7th. I'm gonna send you a text message to see how you're doing. If you need help, if you need more time, if you need to rearrange for whatever reason, let us know 3 days before so we can help you out. And your month-to-month fee of the 119 will be starting on each day 10th. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictated the call resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Repeating that last part, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process your payment, do you have any questions? I have one for you.
No, I have no questions so far.
Okay. If you're going to start with the other person in the future and it's going to give you the $50 discount, just make sure to tell that person that you recommended him or her, and it's going to give you that discount.
Okay.
All right. And let's see if it passes through. Let me see if everything is correct. 1295, Prosperity, offer activated, day 10th. All right. If it does pass through, I'm going to send you the welcome text and the welcome email. The welcome text and the welcome email, it's the same one, but we send it on both places just in case if we have one number incorrect or if we have one letter incorrect on one or the other. You can actually receive the other one and fix it on your side. So it's loading everything.
Yeah, it
And
went through. I just got the
there you go.
charge
Yep.
on my, yeah.
There you go. So it did go through. I just had it on my side. It says, welcome to the program. All right. So first of all, you are going to be receiving that welcome text and that welcome email. It says, welcome to the Credit Pros login as soon as possible. Can you go ahead and verify me that you just received that one?
Was it the text or both text and
Both,
email?
both. But
Yeah,
the one that,
I
whatever you receive first.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Please log in into your portal. Yeah, I got it through email.
All right, perfect. So it says, welcome to the Credit Pros or welcome to TCP login as soon as possible. Can you go ahead and click where it's the blue link?
Yeah.
Okay. That one is going to go ahead and throw you to the agreement of service. It's going to say by this date, or blah, blah, blah. Go ahead and read everything. Take your time. No worries. Once you're finished, you're going to scroll all the way down. There's going to be this check mark where it says, I agree, and next step. Tell me when you're right there on the next step.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you seeing your personal information?
Yeah.
Okay, the personal information is going to go ahead and tell your first name, last name, other information that you just provided, and the bottom part is going to tell you to create a password. Tell me if you see where it says create password.
Yeah, I've got it right here. It says select the password.
Okay, the password has to have one character. Sorry, not one character, my mistake. It's supposed to have one capital, 8 characters, and a special character, like a capital, the initial of a capital, I don't know. 8 characters and a dollar sign, a question mark, whatever you want to go ahead and put. It's going to tell you to create it twice. And if it did accept the password, tell me because we need to pause right there.
It went through, it accepted the password.
Okay. You're going to pause right there. The next thing is to check out the mailing address, I believe, but just pause it right there 1 second. Before we go ahead and proceed, we need to check out that everything is correct. And that's what we're doing. Everything is correct on my side because you just verified on your side, but we have to check now on the system side. So, I'm gonna go ahead and put ACE. ACE is not another agent. ACE is not another person. It's a computer. To be more exact, it's like a recording that's gonna spell out your first and last name. It's a boring computer, it is, but it's extremely important to listen to the entire message for your account to go ahead and get set up. Now, do not disconnect. It's less than 2 minutes. Just hear it out. Leave it on speaker if you like, but do not disconnect. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, give me 1 second. There it is.